This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back live in Valley City. Live and on location, helping to celebrate with our friends at Buckland Chevrolet Buick GMC as they open up a brand new facility to the community today. Doing a big dinner tonight. It'll be a great time. A lot of great deals that are happening here. Very proud of the new facility here. They should be. This is a wonderful addition to the Valley City community. Full service dealership. And I'll tell you what, Chevrolet Buick or GMC closeout pricing right now, 2016 models, oh my gosh, 20% off. The MSRP on a lot of models, the discounts of over 10 grand on select new Chevy Silverados, 8 grand on Chevy Tahoe and GMC Yukons, which are a great deal. Tonight, 4 until 8, we're having a grand opening pork roast dinner with all the fixings served. And you'll get tours of the facility and register for all kinds of prizes. They're the home of the 1995 oil change right here at 721 West Main Street, Valley City. Getting my oil changed as we speak, ladies and gentlemen, live today. And be sure you ask if you're looking for tires. A great deal right now. They have a tire price match and a $100 mail-in rebate on a set of 4 tires. So a really, really good deal. Come on by and see the entire crew at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City today, where we are broadcasting live. All right, it's another hour of your calls, questions, and comments. Bottom of the hour, Lynn Helms is going to join us for a little bit. We have reached out to a number of people related to a situation we told you about at the beginning of the program. We're kicking off an effort today to get to the bottom of this. Also want to tell you that I was Thursday... What day was it? Wednesday, I guess, at St. Anthony. Sat down with ranchers there. And Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer from Morton County Sheriff joined us, Sheriff's Office. And we talked to these people about what the last 64 days in their lives have been like related to, in their neighborhood, in their backyard, an unlawful protest. Eco-terrorism playing out. And I heard stories of people who'd never owned guns before now having one in every room. I heard stories of people who can't sleep because the dog's barking because there's intruders and trespassers at all hours of the day and night. I heard stories of kids on school buses having to have an escort, extremely traumatized from it. I heard a story from one couple that had a stepchild who they didn't dare have come visit. I heard farmers and ranchers, losing business, a trucking company losing business, things not being able to get to market. Life is not normal and flat out terrorizing. One protest happened on private property. The people came back there to terrorize after because there had been some arrests made to somehow suggest that the people who owned the land were responsible for the fact that there were arrests. Okay? Now we have photographs. Can't get any better evidence than that. Of children in these camps, please look at them, and then please ask your elected leaders, what are you doing for these children? All right? Ask them that. Do me a favor. Ask them about this T.R. McKenzie, who, because of our conversation with Deshaun Cunningham, we know preys on the activist community, who's a sexual predator, and law enforcement is aware of him, but he's still there. That's why this needs to end. That's why these people need to go home. If you're not from here, you're doing eco-terrorism, you aren't prayerfully, lawfully protesting, and there have been a couple occasions of that, up at the Capitol on the bridge, but most of this has happened on land they don't have permission to be on. And now the Corps of Engineers has said, well, if you're going to stay here, you got to do this. They're not doing that. Either there are efforts to move the camp. They need to move the camp to the extent of lawful, peaceful protest can continue here. But the eco-terrorists must go. They must go. And this guy, T.R. McKenzie, he's got to go, along with all the rest of the lawbreakers. Okay? All of them. Now, we're trying to get answers on this particular situation based on what we know and the photos we have now at Facebook, my Facebook account. And we're asking, what do we do for these children? Kirsten Baszler answered our call, was here this morning. Attorney General's office sent us a note saying, it's not our deal. Talk to other people. Matt Reptize, our producer here. Matt, how many requests do we have out today? Now, who else have we have we asked? We did talk to Scott Davis, and we heard back from Scott Davis, who said he is, by the way, the head of the Indian Affairs Department, member of the governor's cabinet on this. He put us in touch with someone who specifically deals with this, and they have not got back to us yet, but Scott was not able to join us, right?
Correct.
All right, so we thank him for responding. Who else have you heard from?
Department of Human Services has just emailed me within the last 5 minutes and has said that they don't have somebody available today, either the PIO, the Public Information Officer, or Maggie Davis, who heads that department.
They don't have anybody available today. This is their bailiwick. This is them. And they don't have anybody available. This isn't important enough for them over there today. Interesting. Well, we're not asking for much. We're asking for a couple of questions here. We'll keep trying there. Who else have you reached out to?
We reached out to the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe with Chairman Archambault and Steve Sitting Bear. We have not heard back from either one of them yet.
No kidding. Yeah, I texted, emailed, called, left voicemails for Chairman Archambault over the last couple of days. Zippo, nada, nothing. Okay, who else?
We heard back from the governor's office about 10, 15 minutes ago. Governor Dalrymple and Lieutenant Governor Drew Regway are both too busy today.
Okay. In fairness to them, they've both been on this week. So they've given us time, but we appreciate the response. Okay, what else?
And we've reached out to Congressman Kramer, and Kramer's office is trying to get him on with us today.
All right, and he also has been on this week. But we why don't we add Senator Heitkamp, Senator Hogan to that list so we can just make sure this is on their radar. And how about Marlis Baker? I have just received an email from someone that said she is the North Dakota Child Protective Services Administrator, Marlis Baker. That would be under Human Services. Have we made a request for her?
Yep, I just added that onto the list during the commercial break, and that's when they got back to us, was when we added that name to the list.
Oh, so the Human Services said she's not available, Maggie Anderson's not available, nobody's available, not even the person that answers press inquiries for the day is available.
Correct.
All right. Hey, have we reached out to anybody else?
Not to my knowledge, but I will dig through my emails here, and if I see anything of who I forgot, I will let you know.
All right. Yeah, we're just let us know who else you think we got to ask. Maybe we ought to go to Judy Lee and her Democratic counterpart on the committees that have this in the legislature. They get their calls returned a little quicker than we do sometimes. Anybody else? Simple question. What do we do for these children? Here's the story. We know about at least one sexual predator. We see the pictures. This is no place for kids. We all ought to be able to agree on that. And I hope nobody's out hunting this weekend that isn't dealing with this, first and foremost. By the way, I hope a lot of people are out hunting, just not people who ought to be dealing with kids in harm's way. You know, if you're in a position to protect kids and you decide, the kids can wait till Monday, I'm going to go hunt, then we got a problem. 800-228-0550. Right before the break, we had a fellow call, Mike, said he was in Denver, Colorado. And Mike actually said that he wanted to know what Senator Hoeven and who else was it? Governor Dalrymple, why they haven't denounced Donald Trump yet. That was his question. I'm not going to ask that question because it's a stupid question. But that's my opinion. I don't know if you think it is. And first of all, whether you like Donald Trump or don't like Donald Trump, this race isn't about Donald Trump. This race is about saving America. This is about someone that wants open borders and someone that wants to build a wall right there. There's someone to build the economy and continue to double down on more government spending. This is what it's about. Folks, get out of the personalities. Get out of them. I would bet that person's a hopeless liberal, probably. I don't know. But even if you're one of those Republicans that's saying, I don't know, why'd we pick this guy? What's going on? Anyway. All right, who's next here? We got Kyle and Maddock, John and Mandan. We got, tell me who I should take next year. Vern and Bismarck? Vern's been waiting a while, I think. Vern, what's on your mind?
Vern. Scott, I'm here.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Hey, I love your show. I plan my day around it.
Come on.
Just wanted you to know, sir, that I voted yesterday, and I voted Republican. I'm a 24-year active Army vet, and when I flipped the page and looked at Measure 4, it starts out setting up a something for veterans. In the small print below it, it goes on about a cigarette tax. I mean, the very first line is a thing for veterans, and I just think that can't say the word, but it's kind of effed up.
Yeah, thank you for cleaning that up, but it is. I happen to agree with you. First of all, the idea of helping vets is great. Anything we need to do to help vets, we got to do, and it ought to be disconnected from any idea of a cigarette tax going up by 400%. Hello? Hello. This is what governments come to now. We'll just set up a slush fund, and we'll give some of the money to people that are really popular with the American public, and then they'll give us more money. So we can be the smoke police, and we can go around and do tobacco control programs that don't work. You know, it's unforgivable. I wouldn't vote for Measure 4 on a bet. It is absolutely disgusting. And by the way, I love vets. So it is absolutely not about vets. You sniffed it out in a heartbeat. I hope a lot of other people do, though. That's what I worry about, Vern, you know?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for your show. I love it.
You're seriously telling me you plan your day around the show. You can't be serious.
I'm completely serious. I got a radio with a big battery in it. If I'm working in the backyard, it comes with me from 9 to 11.
I hope you know how much that means to us. I'm dead serious.
Love your show.
Thank you, Vern. I'm not going anywhere. Thank you, sir. All right, God willing. Thank you, Vern. We'll take a short break. Come back with more. We're at Chevrolet Buick GMC Valley City. What a beautiful location. 1995 and an oil change. Can't beat a deal like that. Mega discounts, 20% off now on certain models, 10 grand off the Chevy Silverados, too. Incredible. Come see us more after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
An update from Polar Service Center. They're looking for a service manager to run their Williston location. The applicant must have at least 3 years' experience, tank and management experience. Call Gary Myers now at Polar Service Center, 701-495-3592. They're also looking for experienced parts counter specialists at both their Killdeer and Williston, North Dakota locations. Polar Service Center offers competitive pay, great medical benefits, including 401k with match. To apply, call Gary at 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include exceptional land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: McKenzie, Botno, Pierce, Mercer, Morton, Dunn, Golden Valley, Stark, Grant, Adams, Kidder, McIntosh, and Benson counties. And in Minnesota, Clay and Polk counties. Call Piper's today to get your free Piper's Fall Catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these incredible land auctions at Piper's.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
You can buy a car anywhere, so why do car, truck, and SUV buyers keep coming back to Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC? Because at Pucklett, you're treated like family. Shop Pucklett once and you'll be a customer for life. The Pucklett's name means quality, service, and selection. At Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, you'll find a huge selection of new cars and trucks, plus mint condition one-owner trades. Serving you in Bismarck and now in Valley City, that's Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, North Dakota's home for Chevy.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
In Valley City, Pucklett's Buick Chevrolet, Chevrolet Buick GMC, Chevy Buick GMC. You'll find them all right here under one roof at Pucklett, 721 West Main Street, Valley City, where we're broadcasting live, home of the 1995 oil change. a great deal there and some great discounts today. Stop and see us. We have a big, fun event planned this afternoon, 4 until 8, the grand opening. A pork roast dinner with all the fixings and tours of the new facility. So what a way to spend a Friday night. Come on in and take that in here. Lynn Helms is going to join us in just a little bit. Give us the latest. Lynn is gracious enough to join us. He is, of course, the head of the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota. And monthly, he comes and joins us on the air to break down the latest numbers. We have a milestone that, unfortunately, isn't one to celebrate this time. It is moving below 1 million barrels. I texted Kathy Nesset yesterday, and, of course, Kathy is with the Nesset Consulting Services, member of the leadership of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and sent her a note and said, look at it this way. At least we'll have another 1 million barrel celebration to do again in the future, right? Because they had one heck of a celebration when we hit a million. We dipped below a million now, but we'll be back there. So we'll, and she said, now that's positive thinking. So I appreciated that very much. All right, let's get back to the phones here. We are efforting also, and we'll do it whenever it happens, because we have a number of requests out for folks to join us for a couple of minutes today on what we are going to do for these children that are in harm's way, children that are the members of families in and around the encampment, and also those that are in the encampment surrounding the eco-terrorism. And that's what it is. This is eco-terrorism. When you're trying to shut down a lawfully approved project, it's eco-terrorism. When you trespass, when you vandalize, when you terrorize, that's eco-terrorism. That's what it is. And there's kids. Numbers vary, 30 to 40, some say 50 in the camp themselves. And then, of course, who knows the number of kids located trying to go to school where they have lockdowns. Yeah, that's nice. Buses with police escorts. What's the cost of that? What's the emotional, physical, mental cost of that day after day after day? If you are an elected leader in this state, if you are charged with protecting children, what are you doing for these children? I want to know, and I want to know now. And boy, oh boy, is it hard to find people on a Friday. I put this post up at 11:30 last night and just said enough. We've got to invite some of these people and started on it, and getting crickets from far too many of them. 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind. Richard in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, it was really refreshing to hear you mention the importance of Newt Gingrich's contract of America in terms of the success of Bill Clinton's successful administration. What people don't remember is that it was also Bill Clinton that wanted everyone to have housing. And they pushed the bank to give credit to anyone and eliminated the time when you had to have 20% down to buy a house. And during the last Democrat primary, Bernie wanted to bring back Glass-Steagall. Well, Glass-Steagall was the bill that Bill Clinton ambushed. He eliminated it, and that allowed the banks to get to go into the derivatives. And it was twice during that I can recall during the Bush administration that President Bush wanted an audit of Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. It was refused, and Obama even used Bush as the fault for the worst recession since the Great Depression. It wasn't really Bush's fault. It started with Clinton and everyone having to have a house, regardless of whether they could pay for it, and the financial institutions that came up with derivatives in order to sell all of those mortgages.
Yeah, good point. All good points. You're giving folks an education, Richard, on it. Absolutely, no doubt about it. You can't rely on the media to report these things accurately. I appreciate the call. I want to keep going to as many as I can get to here in the time we have here today. Let's go to Lewis, traveling I-29 and listening on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Lewis.
Hello, Scott. Hey, I'm just responding to the question from the guy from Denver. I want to ask him a question, and that's if he feels like Hillary Clinton has a higher moral character than Donald Trump. And I'd remind him that she supports forced abortion, she takes money from countries that kill women, and she treats the women that were victimized by her husband terribly. So if she feels that she has a higher moral character and will throw the country to her, I disagree with him.
Appreciate something else?
Yes, if he disagrees with any of Donald Trump's policy issues about immigration, national security, all the rest, if he disagrees with any of those issues, that's another question.
Good point. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. Let's go next to South Dakota, Pennington County, South Dakota. Doc is on the line. What's on your mind, Doc?
Good morning. Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me on the show here. I'm going to try to be as brief as I can. This is a little spiel about freedom of speech and freedom of expression. There ought to be new laws enacted when freedom of speech infringes on other rights and enables people to commit crimes against other people. For instance, Craigslist, people there have a habit of stirring up trouble and lying about car sales and truck sales and then not showing up or deciding they don't want to sell to you. Other ads I've seen on Craigslist, though, are a little bit more troubling. The ones I see basically on rideshare are enabling people from Colorado to travel. There's up to the camp in the oil field there, and it's a big party. And talk to some of these people, and it's just a good something for them to do. They're tired of hanging around in Colorado, so they go up there to just have fun. And it's a game to them. They're getting cool. Now, here's my question to the people in the warrior camp. What part of native pride encompasses child predation? That's my question.
I expect to hear...
feedback on this. I'm going to go hang up and listen up here. Thank you.
Let's hope we get a call, Doc. I'm with you completely. What are we going to do for these children? We all ought to answer that. If we can't agree, the kids ought to be safe. I'm going to be a tireless defender for them until I take my last breath. Born and unborn, by the way. But when you're unborn, you don't, some camps, get universal protection. That's sort of a, that's women's rights, and you're a wacko, and you're crazy, and really? Okay, well, fine. And can we agree that born children deserve protection? I'll stand for both, but I hope we can agree on that much. Absolutely. Tom's on the road. Tom, quickly here. You're up, and what's on your mind?
Oh, too bad it's quick. I'll have to get to the point. Regarding the children?
Tom, hang on. We'll get you a little more time on the other side of the break here since you got more to say. Okay? Hang on. Don't go away. How about Doug and Wishick? Could Doug and Wishick tell us something really quick? Doug?
Hello. Yeah.
How are you?
Good. You say the other day you didn't like sauerkraut. Neither do I.
You don't, huh? And you're from Wishick? I don't know if that's possible. I thought that was the price of admission. Hang on, Doug. Don't go away. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Look at the calendar, and you know, we have less and less sunlight every day. So what sunshine we do have, why not enjoy it? And bring it into your home with a sunroom from Four Seasons Sunroom, the largest manufacturer of sunrooms. The nice thing about a sunroom is it's the one true investment you can make to your home that adds livable square feet to your home. You have more room to live in, and it's beautiful. All glass room, that sun is just coming in. Could be a living room, a bedroom, a wonderful addition of any kind to your home. A lot of glass to choose from, 19 different styles, and it's not a six-month construction project. You literally can have it done in about a week, and it's added value to your home. Four Seasons Sunroom has been doing this in North Dakota since 1992. Give me another thing you can buy that'll be worth more in 10 years than it is today. Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll receive a $3,700 heating and cooling system free and special financing, too. Call this number, 701-793-0710, 793-0710, for a free in-home estimate.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now. 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's
1-800-441-0335. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, they got the slow cookers out, and that's going to be like an unbelievable meal tonight. So we're in Valley City. We're right on Main at the brand-new, beautiful facility, Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, that they are opening officially today, and they're having a big open house tonight, big grand opening, 4 until 8. Pork roast dinner with all the fixings served up. Tours of the new facility. Register for $1,500 in the Valley City Chamber Bucks. And this is also home of the 1995 oil change. I said, hey, I'm on the air right now. I'll take the oil change. 1995, they do the, you know, well, where's the fluid levels at? Condition, they check the belts, the hoses, lube up the door and the hood hinges and the lube steering and suspension, the drive line. Give you 5 quarts of motor oil, new oil filter. Rotate, 27-point inspection, $19.95. Is that a great deal or what? Also have great discounts now. Great time to buy or lease a new Chevrolet, Buick, or GMC. Close out pricing on the 2016 models, best of the year, and save up to 20% off on certain models, too. $10,000 off select new Chevy Silverados, $8,000 off the Chevrolet Tahoe and GMC Yukon. So it's great. And don't forget, they sell all major brands of tires with a tire price match guarantee. You know you come in here, you're going to get the same price anywhere else. They guarantee it. $100 back on a mail-in rebate on a set of 4 tires. Wheel alignment services now with the latest technology. In fact, they took this old gizmo to my treading tire and said, yep, no. Scott, look at here. This has got to be replaced. So, love it. Come on in. Check them out. Say hi. Tell them Scott sent you. Right along Main Avenue in Valley City. And free food tonight. Well, can't beat that deal. Puckle Chevrolet Buick GMC. We're also brought to you, as we always are, by our friends at MyPillow. Slept great last night. Absolutely. You know why? I got MyPillow. And we have the best deal ever now. That's the 4-for-1 deal on MyPillow. You cannot find a better deal anywhere than that. And if you want the 4-for-1 deal where you get the 2 premium pillows, the 2 travel pillows, you got to use the promo code SCOTT. Okay, Scott, and you're going to save $160. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028. Okay, so our friend from Wishick is gone, but he wanted us to know he's in Wishick, and he doesn't like sauerkraut either. So thank you for that. I appreciate that. I did admit that only because I was not in Wishick this time around, where last time I was there, I didn't mention that I didn't like Wishick. I thought or sauerkraut, rather. I thought they'd throw you out, so that was the problem there. But Tom's still here, and Tom just had a little more to say than we had time for before the break, and then we are going to chat with Lynn Helms on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. If you have any questions or comments, you can join us. So, Tom, what were you going to tell me?
Yeah, thank you, Scott. I want to tell you about your show, for one. I believe if it wasn't for your show, that probably nothing was going to get done about this suspension. And I am glad you're on the air and glad you're dealing with the issues. And a quick comment regarding a guy from Colorado.
I moved here from Colorado, and that's the reason I moved. But my point is about the children. That if you remember, some years back, a fellow named Warren Jeff, who claimed to be a member of the, he was called the Reformed Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He was in Texas, and he had many wives, and there were things going on the camp. The authorities finally moved in, arrested him, and social services moved in and took the children. And what I want to state unequivocally, Warren Jeffs and none of his group, not a single one of them, are members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
All right, Tom. I appreciate the call. I appreciate what you did. We're not going to get off this story. I mean, everybody's going to be asked, from Child Protective Services to elected leaders to everybody. Kirsten Baszler was here talking about what's being done. You heard her 6-7 weeks of inaction. She's having to write letters saying you got to do something. So we're on it. Senator Hovind's office just got back to us, said he too is unable to do it on short notice today, but we'll come on. So we're gonna keep at it. What do we do for these children? That's the question they need to ask. It's not that tough. Thanks a bunch, Tom. Appreciate it. A couple of real short calls that came in during the break, and then we're going to get to Lynn. Roll those, if you would.
If Attorney General Stengel can't figure out that a lot of the criminal activity from the protesters is taking place in his jurisdiction, maybe it's time for a recall. Have a good day.
Good morning. Hey, Scott, being here in Valley City, you need to go up to the Dairy Queen if they're still open. Get yourself a cheesy cube. The sandwich they make there, it's one of a kind. They got a bun, inject some cheese into it, and I believe it's like a sloppy joe. It's one of a kind. Pretty cool. Get one for me.
Done deal. A cheesy Q. Never heard of it, but now I'm interested. I have all the food I need here at Puckland Chevrolet Buick GMC. They're feeding us all kinds of goodies here, and tonight the pork roast dinner, but maybe one to go. I'll check it out. Appreciate the call and the heads up. Thanks very much. Lynn Helms is here. Sorry to keep you waiting, Lynn. Lynn is the head of the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota. Joins us every month to recap the numbers, and we have a milestone that we're not exactly too happy about today that we're going to chat about. Lynn, how are you?
I'm doing well, Scott, but you're absolutely right. This is something we've been anticipating for months, but certainly not looking forward to.
So just tell us what we need to know about the latest numbers available for oil and gas production in North Dakota. What do these numbers tell you?
Well, just very quickly, a very large production drop, 49,000 barrels a day, down to 981,000 barrels oil a day. It's been 28 months. Since we topped a million barrels a day back in April of 2014. And this is just continuing the momentum that was set in place by the OPEC decision in November of 14th, and then was just really doubled down on in late 2015 when the Iran deal was made and prices dropped. I mean, North Dakota price got down to $18 a barrel in February of this year. And so this is just a continuation of that momentum that was set up by that slamming on the brakes.
49,000 drop. Is that the biggest since when? When's the most recent drop of that nature?
That is the largest drop that we have had, I guess. I got to go back. I got to go back 3 years to get a drop of production like that, maybe more. I don't have a definite answer for you. I'll take a glance through the numbers here and see if I can see. But what you can see is operators responding to the price weakness that we had in July and August and September when prices were dropping. And they just said, we can't liquidate our crude oil at these low prices. It's too low, and we're just not going to sell it at these low prices. And so we actually saw not just wells not drilled or completed, but production actually restricted.
Anything else in the numbers that you would say are worth noting?
Well, I think we're still hanging in there on the flaring. Flaring picked up just a tiny bit to 11%, so gas capture still at 89%. Into this month or the 1st of November, the target that is set in the Industrial Commission order is 88%, but we've got that brand-new Bear Creek gas plant coming on, and that should certainly get us there in terms of reaching that goal.
We talked before about needing to have some consistency in the 40s and have that average there. And then, obviously, then the next is, okay, once you hit 50, do you stay at 50? And interestingly, we've hit 50 and jumped up to, like, 52 and come back just a hair below 50. Is there, if nothing else, a psychological, reaction to that you're seeing? I mean, just some, hey, finally, we're back out of the 40s. What are you seeing?
Well, absolutely. There is a new ring of optimism out there about this oil price. The large major international oil companies, as well as International Energy Information and the EIA, all say that we're basically in balance now, supply and demand, and that we're beginning to work off the crude oil inventories. Depending on what OPEC decides in November, that could take a short while or it could take a long while. And so it remains to be seen if OPEC will stick with these discussions and adopt the discussed cuts in November. But we got about a week down now, a $50 oil. That means that we're about 7 days in and we got 80-some days to go. And it just requires that for industry to build their confidence and build their cash position in order to be able to execute frack jobs and put drilling rigs back to work.
Is there any doubt we will see that million-barrel milestone return, Lynn?
Every model I've looked at says we're going to get back above a million barrels a day. But depending on a lot of things, like the topic you've been discussing all week, that could happen in a relatively short period of time, like 2018, or it could take longer. Things like lower transportation costs and easier transportation for Bakken crude oil make a difference. That pipeline can carry our crude out of state at half the cost of a unit train and a third of the cost of trucking. And so it will certainly make a difference in how quickly we recover.
You know, I'm sure you've watched with interest what's happening through this whole thing, and I don't know that you and I have talked about it at length, but, you know, 65 days in, I keep thinking the great untold story is here, how many people that have to make $4 billion decisions like this company did with this pipeline are saying, I don't think so. Do you see this impacting future investment? I mean, does this have the potential to significantly damage the momentum that we have had and will have with a return of price?
You know, I've had conversations with the large capital investment people and the company pipeline people, and all of them are watching this with a great deal of interest, and it is impacting psychologically how they feel about making those enormous investments and making those commitments. So everybody is watching, and I hope that our federal government can make a decision soon and make the right decision.
Because this has the potential to derail the industry, right? I mean, if you can commit eco-terrorism and shut down lawfully permitted pipelines, well, then we have anarchy. Then we've lost the rule of law. And then we have the administration enabling it. I mean, we need to win this battle or the consequences could go on for generations, could they not?
Well, this battle is important for the rule of law. But I think one thing we have to emphasize is that this oil is needed by the world market and by the consumers. It's going to get produced and it's going to get transported. It'll cost everybody more if it has to be transported by rail, but it'll take longer, but it'll happen. So what we're really talking about here is the rule of law and finding the safest, most efficient way to produce and transport our energy so that the consumers benefit.
Yeah, and that's long-term impacts we're talking about, obviously, depending on whether or not this is successful. I'm curious, too, short-term, just for, you know, we're inching back here price-wise, and obviously this pipeline was baked in for a lot of folks of being able to use it. There's contracts to move the oil, and what about the short-term? We'll talk about that next with Lynn Helms. Don't go away.
I want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
This Soybean Minute is about Palmer amaranth, the most pervasive wheat that growers have ever seen. In addition to this wheat producing 1 million seeds per plant, reducing crop yields by 90%, it is also resistant to glyphosate and most row crop herbicides. Iowa wheat scientists documented Palmer amaranth expanding from 5 to 30 counties this summer. How did this happen? Primarily from mail order seed. Some commercial seed mixtures used in CRP, cover crops, pollinator plots, and hunter habitats were contaminated with Palmer amaranth seed. These multi-plant seed sources disseminated Palmer amaranth throughout Iowa. Landowners, inspect your new environmental plantings, bag and remove any deviant pigweed plants. Contact your Extension County agent or NDSU for correct ID. Help keep North Dakota Palmer amaranth free.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On your mind. A couple minutes left with Lynn Helms from the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota. We're looking at the latest numbers available and the biggest drop in recent memory, several years, 49,000 barrels a day from the previous month, meaning we're under 1 million barrels per day in production. And that, of course, obviously price-related, price inching back up now. But we have another situation that is bringing some uncertainty for producers here, and that's the Dakota Access Pipeline protest that continues. Related to that, we are on an effort to make sure the children are protected in the camp and around the camp. That's our number one mission, number one mission. And not going to rest until we are satisfied that they are safe, okay? Monday on the program, we are going to spend most of the hour hearing from farmers and ranchers and Morton County Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer in a town hall meeting from St. Anthony. So be listening for that, the town hall in St. Anthony. We recorded it on Thursday, just telling the eco-terrorists no need to go there and trying to intimidate us. We've already done it, and you were sleeping. Anyway, that was, I guess, Wednesday, and we'll play that tomorrow on the, Monday on the program. A lot of excerpts from the town hall with the ranchers in the region around St. Anthony, Monday on What's On Your Mind, and then the full entire two-hour town hall will be aired from 7 to 9 p.m. on Monday night, okay? All right. Also, Monday, Doug Goring will join us, North Dakota Ag Commissioner. Tuesday, Doug Burgum, North Dakota Republican candidate for governor, entrepreneur. We have the top cops. We do that regularly. David Todd, chief in Fargo. Dan Donlin, chief in Bismarck, joining us to take your questions on any and everything on the program on Tuesday. Wednesday, we have a debate. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the incumbent in the House race for North Dakota, joined by Chase Iron Eyes, the Democratic candidate, and Jack Seaman, the Libertarian candidate. And then Thursday, recapping the final presidential debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. That'll be great. Mark this calendar date down on your calendar. Tuesday, October 25th. That's a week from Tuesday. We'll be live at the Village Inn on 13th Avenue South, a talk radio town hall with Doug Burgum. And inviting folks to come on in for that. Looking forward to that. Also going to be up at the Rough Rider Center in Watford City for the North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties. Now you have my travelogue, folks, right there. You know where I'm going. And we look forward to it. So, all right. Len, question I have is the short-term impacts to this protest and what's going on. Because, obviously the pipeline's on a tight timeline to get in and get completed and get oil running. It's already been backed up mightily by this 65-day protest. How does that impact development in the Bakken in North Dakota?
Well, the Industrial Commission has the North Dakota Pipeline Authority, and they track this information for us on a month-to-month basis. Looked at the data yesterday with Justin, what we've seen over the 2 months or so that this has been going on, the price differential for North Dakota to West Texas Intermediate has gone from $2 a barrel to $8 a barrel. And that goes right to the bottom line of drilling wells in North Dakota. The other thing we've seen is an increase in rail transportation shifting back towards the East Coast because that oil was intended to get on this pipeline and move to Illinois, but it's shifting East Coast-wise again. So it has real physical impacts.
So when we see a $54 price, which we hit not long ago, and, 52s, and we're still in the 50s, that isn't the price here. And then because of things like this, the transportation to get it to market and not having the availability of this, which we were counting on, that reduces the price even further in the Bakken.
Yep, that's absolutely right. And they drill these wells to make money. So that lower price means that those wells will get delayed. Now, according, like my earlier conversation, they're going to get drilled someday, and that oil will be produced, but they're going to be delayed.
I was out there this week, and one of my favorite, there are many signs that are, just disgust you. And there are some that are just saying, hey, we're here from such and such tribe and wherever. Great! That's wonderful! Head on over to Standing Rock and stand with your friends and neighbors at Standing Rock. That's fabulous, but don't do it unlawfully on ground you're not allowed to be on, and don't allow the camp to be a staging ground for unlawful protests for eco-terrorism, right? But some of the signs are unbelievable. There's a whole trailer out there that says keep it in the ground. This hashtag keep it in the ground has big solar panels on it and everything else, which is of course funded by the George Soros's and all these crazy groups. Keep it in the ground. When you hear that, what do you think?
When I hear that, I think the consumers lose. We have an oil and natural gas driven economy in this country. That's what we use for transportation. And it's going to take us decades, maybe a century, to transition to something else. Keep it in the ground and the consumers lose.
Very good point, because they do in a big way. Lynn, thanks for the time today. Have a nice weekend.
You too. Bye.
All right. Appreciate it very much. Lynn Hells from the Department of Mineral Resources, our guest on What's On Your Mind. Well, we're out of time. We have about a minute left here as all. And I do want to, before we leave, say thanks to our host for this fabulous day out here in the Valley City, Steve Zahn from Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC. Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming out. It's been a great time and enjoyed it. And we appreciate you looking at our new facility and buying some tires while you're here this morning.
That's how about
exciting.
That? Yeah. You guys have this technological gizmo that you put on tires that tell you whether or not you should be driving on them or how long to replace them.
It's all technology.
Yeah, and your guy said, do you see the red? He said, I've never seen that before. Okay, sorry. I guess I should have been paying a little closer attention. Yeah. The tire has a few spins on it, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you coming out and taking care of us and getting the word out about the new building. We're certainly proud to be here, and Philly's all done, ready to go to work. And obviously, as I said, we come on out tonight from 4 to 8, and we'll get you some good meal and tour the facility, and they look forward to serving the community for a long time to come.
Please do, and get some tires yourself, because they match the price of anybody. That's the nice thing. You get the best deal anywhere right here in Valley City, and $100 off on a set of tires and a rebate as well, plus the $19.95 oil change. Service department's got a lot going on, and of course, they also have some great deals now. Chevy, Buick, GMC closeout pricing on the 2016s, $10,000 off the select new Chevy Silverados, and $8 off the Chevy Tahoe and GMC Yukons, and then pork roast dinner here, 4 till 8 tonight at Puck Collection Valley City. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
God bless you, folks. We'll see you Monday on What's On Your Mind. Bye-bye.
Hi there. It's Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind. In a moment, I'm going to give you my telephone number and my email address, because I'd love to meet with you if we can help build your business. This radio program, What's On Your Mind, is on 4 radio stations every single day, every weekday. K-Fire 550, in fact, 4 hours every day on K-Fire. AM 1100 The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley. KLTC 1416 in Dickinson, and KTGO 1090 Radio, booming to the Bakken. Those 4 radio stations every single day, right here with What's On Your Mind. We can help you get your message out. Do you have an event coming up that needs some attention, needs some promotion? Does your business need better branding? Want somebody to tell your story? Call me. I'd love to meet with you. Here's that number, 855-200-1776. Extension 3, leave a message for Marie. She'll schedule an appointment. 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email me, scott@flightfamily.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.